Good morning, and what a beautiful time to be in the presence of God and just knowing that God loves us. I just want to say good day to you, and in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you because you are faithful God. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives life and liberation and salvation. I pray as many that are listening right now that your word saves them, that your word liberates them, that your Lord shine through their life in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to share the word of God with you and just let you know that you're important. Your soul is very important to God and you're important to the body of Christ. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situation is, God is with you and is for you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will never disappoint you. His word is here and amen. And just have great that we have access to the throne of grace, that we have access to call upon God. Thank God that the veil has been divided and we can cry and say, Abba, is going to hear us and answer us. What a great privilege that we have as children of God. I just want you to know that God loves you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And just loving the world as loving you and me, I want us to walk with that consciousness that God is love. Since God he loves me, he's interested in me. Walk in the consciousness that God loves you and he's interested in you. He's interested in your affairs and he's interested in everything that concerns you. Do not give up. Don't let that sickness make you go down. Bible says by his stripes we are healed. Because we are healed, we are healed. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price for that sickness and he said it is finished. That sickness is finished. That disease is finished. That lack is finished. That want is finished. Whatever difficulty you are going through, is it a charge that is giving you issues? Is it a situation in job that is making you feel bad? Or what is the word of God saying? It is finished. And just thank God because your charge is saved. Because the word of truth will come to that charge and will be repented. And we repent and draw closer to God. And this is a time to come to God as Christians, as humans. This is a time to draw closer to God. Draw near into God and God will draw near into you. The world will come to an end and God will take his children. Are you going to be part of the one that God is going to take? We have to arrange our hearts. We have to purge ourselves from every sin, whatever weakness that will drag us down, and receive the grace of God, receive the righteousness of God, receive the forgiveness of God. You have faith that can move mountains. You have faith that can turn situation around. Have the mindset that your Father is the King of Kings. You are joint heir with Christ. It is well with you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that is well with your household. Peace of God comes to your house, that failed marriage in the name of Jesus, it is where, and there's a reconciliation. Those that are sick in their mind receive healing. Those that are sick in their body receive healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the lives that you transform me. Thank you for the healing. And just because there is still balm in Gilead, I just want to worship you for your children, for the privilege to share your word has to be exalted. In Jesus' name, I've prayed. Lord, in every journey, see our hearts. That as many that have sinned against you, that you have mercy and purge them in Jesus' name, amen. And if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you with all humility. I ask that you forgive me all my sins. I repent of my sins. I know you died for me and on the third day you resurrected. I just want to bless you because you are holy. Lord, I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Congratulations. You are welcome to the body of Christ, a Bible-believing church. Keep studying the word of God and know that Jesus loves you. I love you and I believe there is rejoicing in heaven because your soul has been saved. Glory be to God.